Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, brought to you by Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz, and tonight we have three guests. The first guest tonight is a very special one. He's not just a nine-time NWA World Tag Team Champion and a champion wherever he's been to, and he's also a Hall of Famer, and he's a part of the part of the legendary Rock and Roll Express. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have Ricky Morton on the line. He's going to be on the line later on. And, I can't imagine, man. Everybody can imagine how nervous I kind of am, you know, to interview a Hall of Famer. I mean, I met him before, but I've never interviewed him. So, I mean, not only that, tonight I have the current reigning Horror Slam Tag Team Champion. And they are the Tag Team of the Year in Horror Slam from 2019, the end of 2019. They are the Dark Kingdom. They are the Dread King Logan and Asmodeus. And they're going to be talking about their career, how they got started in wrestling, and how they, how their match got canceled at the pay-per-view versus DTA, which is the Death Threat Army. And, let's get into a little bit of more business. Let's get into a little bit of wrestling business, guys. Let's get into how, you know, what do you guys, are you guys digging the empty arena matches that WWE and AEW and NXT are putting on, and who do you guys think is doing the best job? Is it Raw? Is it SmackDown? Is it AEW Dynamite? Is it NXT? What do you guys think? Are you guys ready? Are you guys not ready for WrestleMania? You know, personally, to me, I kind of am ready for WrestleMania with the audience or not, because, you know, WWE is kind of, you know, bringing in, let the wrestlers and Paul Heyman break the ninth wall, the fifth wall, the Fifth Amendment, you know what I'm saying, and letting them go freely with their promos and things lately, and that's kind of what's bringing Raw. I mean, they're kind of being poor in the ratings, but you know what I'm saying, they're letting the promos go. If you checked out Edge's promo from Raw, it was actually pretty good. If you guys want to give me a call and come and dispute it and see if you talk about if you're ready for WrestleMania or not, or why you're not ready for WrestleMania, or if you're ready for WrestleMania, or if why you're ready for WrestleMania, because I am, give me a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Again, 646-668-8672. Sorry, guys, a little tongue-tied. But, yeah, are you guys ready for that? Who do you guys think is putting on the best show right now? You know, I'm going to break down the WrestleMania card. You know, we all know that Roman Reigns pulled out. It's going to probably be Braun Strowman to beat Goldberg for that Universal title. Are you guys, you know, excited about that match? I was really excited for Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. I was kind of ready for that. I kind of think that Goldberg needs to lose that title. Like I always said, go home, 401k, stay your ass at home and be with the family. Lose that title, you had your glory again with the Universal Championship. Come on, man. Let it be held by somebody. I mean, I wouldn't mind Braun Strowman having a Universal title. You know what I'm saying? He's well overdue. You know what I'm saying? He's a monster that, you know what I'm saying, when they brought him back as a singles competitor, they made him seem like he was a monster, unstoppable. But after a while, they watered him down. So I'm kind of excited if it is Braun Strowman to be the one to replace Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I kind of think that's going to be great. And in a little bit, we're going to be bringing on Ricky Morton, so let's get down the card. We got Dolph Ziggler versus... Hello?
Hey, what's up, Southwest? We had a caller on the line if you wanted to take that whenever.
Oh, yeah. Bring him on. Let's get him. Thank you. Hey, what's going on? You're on with Southwest Texas. Hello?
Oh, I don't know what's going on, but.
Oh, you on the line? You on the line, Southwest Texan?
Yeah, I'll just put that person back on mute, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay, okay. But what do you think, Martez? What do you think about WrestleMania? You excited about WrestleMania?
Yeah, bro. I'm super excited about it, man. Like as the days get closer, I'm starting to get more emotional about it. I don't know why. Maybe because there's nothing else going on, and like the sport we love the most, wrestling, they're continuing on. So I'm just really emotional about it, honestly, and I'm excited. Like Saturday
and Sunday.
About
it too. I'm excited about it too. I mean, go ahead.
No, yeah, just Saturday and Sunday. You can't beat that. You know, nothing else going on. WrestleMania. You know, I'm pretty sure Vince is going to surprise us and going to give us a good show. I got all faith in Vince.
I actually have faith in Vince in this year's WrestleMania, too, and I believe that WrestleMania should have been broken down in 2 days when they started doing these, like, 7-8-hour WrestleManias. I believe that they should have been did that and mixed the hour in of the Hall of Fame and do a quick Hall of Fame. Don't let them do a big speech. You know, let them break it down like that. But, I mean, also, I'm pretty excited about this Edge versus Randy Orton match.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That has the most storyline to it.
Oh yeah, it does. And I can't wait. You know, I think Edge is going to hit a home run in that matchup, man.
I hope so. I actually hope so. But there's a lot of speculators saying that Randy Orton's going to take this dub, but I actually doubt that. I actually think that Edge is going to go out strong in this WrestleMania match, you know what I'm saying, since this is his first WrestleMania in 9 years, and I believe that that it's going to happen that way, that Edge is going to get that win. Edge is going to get that win, and they're going to let him go on to face other stars and let him go on strong.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. I'm looking forward to that five-way, that women's five-way matchup. You know, I'm excited about that.
The Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Tamina Snuka, and Naomi, the SmackDown Women's Title match.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's gonna be a great match.
Mhm. I got Sasha taking that belt, man.
I agree with you on that one. But my second one is gonna be Naomi if they don't give it to Sasha. Like I said before, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it. I believe Naomi deserves that one last push, and then let them go at it again for let her and Sasha go at it at SummerSlam or something.
Yep.
That could happen. But yeah, man. What do you think about Ricky Morton being on here tonight? The Hall of Fame and 9-time NWA Tag Team Champion.
Hey, all props to you, man. You were able to get him, so I can't take any credit for it. But I think it's a good move. It's great for this show. It's great for this platform. You know, a lot of good things are going on each of the shows that decide to come on this platform. So I'm excited for you, man. Really.
Man, I'm stoked about it. All day I've been thinking about questions to ask him, but I got a few questions for him. He's gonna give me a little bit of time in a little bit. But man, I'm stoked about it. I'm excited. My nerves have been going up and down all day over this. I'm like, man, shoot, crazy.
I think you're going to hit a home run, man. Trust me, I think you're going to hit a home run.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I am. But, yeah, man, what else? What other match you think about WrestleMania are you excited about?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm excited about The Fiend versus Cena. I think that's a marquee matchup. I'm interested to see how they're going to present this Firefly Funhouse matchup. I'm interested in that. I think Bray Wyatt will pick up the victory because there's no way in the world they can let him lose to John Cena. I think that'll be a disrespect to his character and a disrespect to wrestling. So I think Bray Wyatt is going to pick up the victory.
I agree with you on that one, but what I think is going to happen is they're going to introduce maybe like a new Wyatt family at the end. Maybe it's going to be towards where John Cena's probably winning at the end. And maybe somebody's going to come out. I mean, maybe Sister Abigail will show up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll have her. Maybe that doll that he got in there at the Firefly Funhouse pop up, like magically become a person or somebody, and it's probably going to be somebody else.
Yep.
Could be that. Could be that. That would be crazy, though. Like, if he brought – that would be actually better for him to be bring out another Wyatt family. I believe so.
Yep, yeah.
Would make him more dominant.
Oh, yeah. I kind of hope they start to bring the Wyatt family back in some kind of capacity, because I think Bray Wyatt was at his best when he had the Wyatt family. Not that he needed the Wyatt family, but, you know, it was something about the Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family that caught my attention. And if they can start adding people with Bray Wyatt, I think that will only take his character up to another level.
I agree with you. And like I said, the Wyatt family, I mean, even without Luke Harper, you know, because Luke Harper was actually a big key of actually the Wyatt family. But even Braun Strowman, when he became a part of the Wyatt family, they need to bring maybe like I said, the Sister Abigail, they need to make it somebody dark. If they're going to not bring in somebody new, they need to bring in somebody that is dark, like Nikki Cross, but I doubt that because she's going to be winning the tag titles with Nikki Cross or Alexa Bliss this weekend. So I doubt it's going to be her. It could be probably Liv Morgan, since they broke their promise to her and promised her a big push when she came back with that character, you know, change, and that didn't happen. Maybe that'll be the big, how do you say, twist, you know what I'm saying, to that? Or maybe somebody else. I don't know. I want it to be Nikki Cross, because she's been that kind of character before, but we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley matchup?
I'm for it. I'm actually for that. I'm actually for that match, actually. But you know, they kind of watered down after a while. They kind of watered it down, since this stuff happened, after they started putting the stuff in the Performance Center, because they didn't even they haven't even been pushing it as much.
Right.
So they haven't been pushing it as much. So it's actually becoming so-called of an afterthought. And I don't like that, but I'm still excited about the match, because this is the match I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if we're doing predictions on the next show, but I do want to say this. I think Charlotte Flair is going to win that matchup. I think they're going to put the NXT title on her waist. I'm crazy for saying that, but I just don't see them allowing Charlotte to lose on a grander stage of them all to Rhea Ripley. Now, I do think Ripley may take the belt back, you know, in a few months. But I don't see Charlotte Flair.
I kind of agree with you, but I kind of disagree. I'm 50-50 on this. I want to see Rhea Ripley retain, because they're gonna need new talent coming up. They need new talent coming up, so I'm pretty sure they're gonna probably give it to Rhea Ripley somehow, some way.
Yeah, that can happen too.
But I'm pretty excited about that match. If they don't give Charlotte a clean victory, they're going to give it to Rhea Ripley somehow.
Right. But I'm one of those people. I feel like if you want Rhea Ripley to pick up this victory, you want that to be done in front of a crowd. You know, I don't.
Right.
And I think they may wait. I don't know everything. I'm just guessing. I think they may wait. Maybe down the road, or SummerSlam, or whenever we can start coming together as people. I think they're going to wait for that moment.
Well, yeah, you could be right on that. That's probably what they're going to do for the Lesnar and Drew McIntyre. I'm super excited about that one. I'm excited to see Drew McIntyre win the WWE title finally.
Yep. So I'm gonna place this call for Ricky Morton for you. Okay.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, This is going to be a special interview I have tonight with not just a nine-time NWA.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Ricky?
Hey, man, what's happening, fella?
Not too much, not too much. I appreciate you giving me the time and the day to give me the interview.
Okay, are we live now, or are we recording, or what?
Yes, sir, we're actually live now.
All right, cool. Well, I'm here with you. What's your name, fella?
The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. We met at Horace Land back last year.
Okay, cool. Dude, I'm sorry. I just come up the steps, and matter of fact, I'm having me a good cold beer.
Oh,
ain't nothing wrong with that, is it?
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with that. This is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. We get Rated R here.
Well, cool, man. Tough. Let's get this thing going.
So how's it going? How's everything going through all this stuff that we're going through right now in this world?
Well, buddy, it's just like everybody else. We're all quarantined. You know, I know it's really bad in New York, isn't it?
It's really, really bad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's working its way down this way. You know, the only thing is you know, they canceled a lot of big shows that Robert and I had coming up. Matter of fact, we had a couple in New York coming up, and WrestleMania, you know, the whole week at WrestleMania is all canceled. So, you know what, dude, wrestling probably won't even start back to July, August, if that early, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. WWE is going to, I think that they're going to take a break after this weekend. That's what I hear.
So are they really, whether you're just going to, after the WrestleMania here thing, they're just going to not have Monday Night Raw or what?
They're probably going to either record them or probably just probably announce that they're probably going to take the time off for the first time in that forever.
Yeah. Well, it's things that happen that way. You know, I'm just glad for the guys that are on contracts that still get paid no matter what. But you know, it's like us, and it's, you know, I don't have a contract, and that's what's really kicking ass, because I still depend on wrestling for a living. But at the age 63, I got to say one thing, though. 2019 was an unbelievable year for Robert and I. Matter of fact, it started in New York for Bad Boy Joey. Joey, he on his spring break show. In New York, and we was there, and we worked with Santana and his partner, LAX at the time. And those guys.
Yeah, so I was going to actually ask you, because you started in 1978. You won championships everywhere. I was going to say, in 2019 was a great year for you guys. You actually became the nine-time NWA Tag Team Champions. You competed this year for the NWA Heavyweight Championship against the National Treasure, Nick Aldis. What was that like? You know what I'm saying? What is it like actually to still be 63 and still kicking? You know what I'm saying? You're actually kicking, you know, a lot of ass better than a lot of these young cats that will watch you.
Well, dude, you know what? It's not what it's like. It's you know, like I was going to tell you, 2019, I had a lot of great opportunities. We have a business. Sometimes you might not understand what they're doing, because that's what you got to do in our business. You have to understand, you know, and from the older school, buddy. But gosh, at this time right now, with the crime, it's all come to a halt. But one thing that I do, I started in this wrestling business, like you said, in 1978, and it's hard just to stop. I mean, just to cut off wrestling or cut off entertainment. The greatest things, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, and it's like I'm trying to tell everybody, even right now, I know in New York City y'all quarantined, and you meet people. I can imagine some of the families that work many hours a day and they're away from each other, and now the wife and husband are trapped in their apartment or in their house, and imagine. But you got to keep a cool head, And I'm really where I'm coming from. Listen to me, because I've been doing a lot of reading. You know, domestic violence is way up. I don't have no problem with that because I can't whoop my wife. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, man, you just got to keep a cool head on you. You know, and just like Robert and I, you know, people ask us, how do your partners for 38 years and you see, but, you know, when you got time, when you got tired of each other, you just got away from each other for a while. You know, then you went up and then we met back, but we still wrestled every night. But, you know, yeah, I didn't travel with him all the time. I didn't do a lot of things. But here, but, you know, I've been with my wife for 30-something years, you know. Heck, it's just another day at the office. But, you know, and it's really hard. So you got to keep your head on you, because no matter if tomorrow or today, if today was the worst day in your life, who knows? There's always tomorrow, and it might be your best day in your life. So just keep that in mind, a lot of people out there, if you're listening to us and having a good time. But, yeah, 2018, you know what, Robert and I think are the only people in the world, I think we wrestle forever company. You know, we're at AWE, we're at Ring of Honor, we're at New Japan, we're at our home at NWA. Great things, man, and it's just what I do. I love about my business, and I feel blessed, bud.
Yeah, that's great, and it's great to see you keep going. You know, like I said, when I seen you at Horse Slam over here in Michigan, it was like a dream come true to meet you, and you let me hold your Hall of Fame ring. I still got that picture to you. I sent it to you through Messenger, and you actually threw me your match worn bandana. Man, I felt like a kid. I felt like if I was 3 years old, and I was like, man, and then to watch you on TV every day, that when I did, up until this stuff happened, and man, I'm like, man, I show my friends, I'm like, look at Ricky Morton still kicking ass. You know what I'm saying? At 63 years old, better than Hulk Hogan and better than any of these old school guys. You did better. You're doing actually better than Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, hey, matter of fact, and I want you to understand, I'm older than all those guys. You hear me?
Yeah, exactly. Hello. And that's what I'm saying. Shawn Michaels is actually from my hometown of San Antonio, Texas. And I got to tell you,
are you
man,
from San Antonio?
It. Yes, I am.
My oldest son was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow, really?
Blanco, I love San Antonio, man. That's back with the Joe Blanchard territory, Tully Blanchard and Gino. Southwest Championship Wrestling. I lived in San Antonio for maybe 3 years my career. Man, I love San Antonio, dude. Then, that's when they had the Hemisphere Arena instead of the one they had now. But, man, I worked
that.
All those towns, you know. At that time, you know, we had Corpus Christi. We had El Paso. We ran Harlingen, Weslaco, Houston. You know, Victoria, Texas, all of them, Odessa, Midland, wild place out there, man, at that time. It was in the earlier age, you know, the early 80s, and things weren't as bad as it is now, you know what I'm saying? And people were cool. You get where I'm coming from, man. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but, it was a different time. When you got out of the car, you didn't have to worry and look around behind you, see somebody's going to shoot you, drive by or something. Wasn't like that then. And I'm not dissing nobody, but I'm just saying different time, different place.
Yeah, nobody on this line, no disrespect from Ricky Morton, guys. That he's just talking. He's just talking, shooting the shit. So you know, let's get back on your partner being, you know, you guys back from 83. You guys are just nine-time NWA Tag Team Champions. You've been champions everywhere, and you guys are actually WWE Hall of Famers, man. That's a great, you know, that's a lot of great accomplishments.
What was so cool about it, I don't know if you know this or not, but Robert and I never wrestled for WWE. Now, we went in and did some shots when it was WWF, and that was just a little thing from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And they, you know, the thing with the NWA, but it was just lost in the shuffle. But then when you get a phone call after all those years from WWE, and they tell you that we cannot have a real Hall of Fame unless we have the Rock and Roll Express in it. Now, Bud, you talk about giving you cold chills and making a tear run down your face. That really did. But I'm not stopping here. I'm not stopping with just Robert and I. Robert and I became one of the best babyface tag teams in the world because we had the opportunity to wrestle the greatest heel team in the world, the Midnight Express. I think, to me, truly, they should be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's not because of that, but they were the real. They are the real greatest heel tag team of all time. And that's me. You know, everybody that you watch on TV that gives the news, everybody you watch on TV that do commentating, everybody, your sports announcers, your news people, they're all just opinion givers, just like I am. That's my opinion. I think that you need to go back. We're the kind of guys, and like I was telling you earlier, we didn't have contracts. We got paid by how many butts we put in the seats, Dennis and Bobby. And guys, I'm telling you, if you don't like it, disagree with me, anybody that's out there listening, it's because you don't understand the business. We paved the road for these guys. We sacrificed ourselves. And I'm going to tell you something, buddy. For all the scars and all the blood that ran down my head, it wasn't because I tried to be somebody that I wasn't. In our day, they depended on me. We didn't sell buildings out once a year. We didn't sell them out once in 6 months. We had to do angles where everybody depended on the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. We sold them out every week. When you go to the town every week and you draw 10,000 people, that's accomplished to somebody. Yeah, and I don't care what anybody says. The day's wrestlers, which are there, great. They're some of the greatest, but they still don't understand what our business is about. They get paid because they're on a contract. My love for the business is my love, and it's to make people understand. Yeah, and if anybody gets a chance, go on. I have a live YouTube show that comes on School of Morton every Sunday at 5:05. I just news the boys from my school, and it's great. And it's the first thing that you got to do in our business is you got to make people understand what our business is about. There's a lot of talent out there that's not being used right. There's a lot of talent looking over. You know, in our day, we depended on each other. Nowadays, you're in the corporate business. And the same, but, you know, you got to know somebody. If you piss somebody off or somebody don't like you, you can't get a job. It's not about what you know. And that's what's wrong with our business today. They need to bring people. Let me tell you, buddy, I have a lot of super ideas. I watch WWE every Monday night. And they're talking about years ago, the biggest pay-per-view they ever draw. They can still do that again. They just don't have the right people in there putting it together. And I get tired of watching wrestling where everybody looks alike. You watch TV, everybody looks the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm serious. Everybody looks alike.
Almost. I can tell you, it's the truth.
Everybody looks alike. You don't use the capability of some of these wrestlers that are so great, man. I meet a bunch of them out there, and all that. You hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. No, somebody's beeping it on my phone, but I thought it might have cut us off. But this is the way I look at it, and even though I'm 63. And I'm just getting started in this business, guys. Get a chance, check me out on School of Morton. We do a lot of different things there. We quarantine, and our TV show Sunday, we had to put pieces together from everybody's homes and throw matches in that's been taped a while back because we can't do our live show there now. But check it out, man. You'll really like it. And I'm using people from my wrestling school. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Definitely. I'll be checking that out. And everybody, you guys, check that out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What else is happening, bud? Hey, you get me on a roll here now, and I start bouncing around on that wall like a rubber ball. I go from one direction to another direction.
I was going to ask you who actually trained you, and how long before you got, how old were you when you started training?
when I started training, my dad was a professional wrestler. And my dad, we refereed it when I was a kid. Dude, I mean, I started when I was 7 years old. This is how we did a living. My dad refereed. He pulled the wrestling ring and set it up for the wrestling shows. We had to go with him every night. And that's even during school, because we had to put the ring up. My dad referee. We had to tear the ring down, come back home, do the homework, back seat of the cars. You know, and my dad was in the 50s and the early 60s. He was a great wrestler, you hear me? That was before you had TV and nobody knew him. But if you would check out Memphis Wrestling, he was the referee there for Jerry Lawler, Jerry Jarrett for many years. He refereed for the Crocketts in the early days. His name's Paul Morton. And I have some pictures of me and him on Instagram. And I learned a lot. You know what? I tell a lot of new talent today, the guys that's breaking into wrestling.
Okay.
This is what I did. The best thing in the world, dude, is to start off refereeing. Even though you might not, because you're in the ring. You're in the ring and you're watching and you're listening. And you can learn, man. This is the best. Some of your greatest workers in the world started off being referees. And
I believe.
Because, okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I actually believe that because, you know, you got actually Theodore Long, that was actually when he started off as a referee, then he ended up being one of the greatest managers and general managers in all history.
Oh, yes. And another thing is the people that you don't think that have got to be big stars in our business are the ones that become. You know, when I first met Jimmy Cornette, you know, man, he was a picture taker around the ring, always in your way. You know, sliding around the ring, taking pictures and all that. Look what he became in his business.
He's one of the greatest minds ever.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Jimmy, but I don't agree with a lot of shit he says, but it's okay. That's just another day. You know, I can deal with everybody. You know, and it's in this business, you meet a lot of people too, but I don't hate nobody. You hear me?
Right.
A lot of people I dislike, but Jimmy's not one of them. I love Jimmy. He's crazier than hell. But I'm talking about some of the guys in the business. Some of them were big, you know, they're backstabbers, but you know, in our day, it was about everybody. It took everybody. That's the reason I like NWA, because it takes everybody to get their shows done, and everybody works together. You see, when you're on those big contracts, I'm telling you, fella, it's only about me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about me, not you. I'm getting paid anyway. So, and that's one of the downfalls of our business. But I'm glad for the boys that make all that money.
Hell, oh, yeah.
You know, I am. Should I, you know, I'm trying to get a job on the ring crew. Hell, just to have a job, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not shameless. You know, I'm not a proud man. I've got to feed my family. I do anything right now.
There you go.
It's just the way it is, fellas.
Keeping on Jim Cornette.
All that.
What do you think about Jim Cornette and him disagreeing? What do you think about deathmatch wrestling? Like, Jim Cornette disagrees on it. You know what I'm saying? And
what do you do now?
Like, Jim Cornette, he disagrees with a lot with the deathmatch wrestling that's going on now. Like, you were bringing up Jim Cornette. What do you think about?
You know, you ask me what I think about Jimmy or what I think about the matches.
The death matches. You know what? Like, he got his opinion. He don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you watched? Do you watch a little bit of?
Well, buddy, you know, we're 40 years later. Okay, this is 40 years later. You know, I watched the match. I like what they're – I mean, if the guys are happy doing it and it's making them money, go ahead and do it. But all I'm saying to you, and it's not about Jimmy Cornette, it's saying to me, if I had an opportunity to walk through the doors and teach some of the people I know and give them some ideas that I know, our business would be a lot better. And that's the way Jimmy is. But Jimmy's way far behind. You know what I'm saying? He's, you know, he's mad at – it's just little things that you could do. I watched a match on AEW last night. And let me tell you guys, I seen I seen a guy give a guy one of the biggest, greatest bumps in my life. And when he was selling it, he was adjusting his headband. Do you understand what I'm saying, fella?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I just said then?
Yeah.
When he went back and sold, he's reaching up, adjusting his headband. You know, it's not the bump that he gave him. And the bump looked like it should have killed him. And that's what people don't understand. When you can have a wrestling match and you convince that guy, one person on the front row,
mm-hmm.
that what the guy is really doing to you is what he done, that's when you're a great worker. It's not about your next move. You hear me?
I
see some of the, you know, if any of you guys think that you do great moves and you do some of the greatest stuff, I want you to go get your library out. Go on there and look up Chavo and Hector Guerrero. Not Chavo Jr., but his dad. Chavo Jr. is great, too, but I'm talking about his dad. Him and his brother Hector and Armando 40, 45 years ago. Everything that you see today, they done it then. But they done it with perfection. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I wrestled Chavo 1983 in Houston Coliseum in a cage match.
Oh,
and
wow.
I seen him do the back flip off of it. He did it on top of me in a match.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is 40 years ago. Do you understand me?
Take
bumps off the top. Okay. These guys did all this 40 years ago. But when they done it, and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is great. I love it. And what he did there was a great bump. And what it went into was a great thing. I'm not talking about him, but I'm talking about all these guys today. But see, when Chavo, when he put it together and he done it, it meant something. You understand me? He told a story to that bump. All right? And that's what the guys are missing out on today, is doing things like that and learning how to work and doing it. And, fella, I'm not trying to be rude to you. I loved doing your show, and I love for you to have me back on. This was a quick thing today, and I told you I'd give you a few minutes of my time, and I always give you my time. Just let me know in advance. It's a pleasure being on your show. It's a pleasure talking about wrestling, because this is all I know. But for sure, all your listeners and all your fans, I'm an old school guy. Every Sunday on School of Morton on YouTube, we had a live show, but we have some live interviews, and stuff from the school and matches coming back because now you can't get out. I want to tell all the fans, all Rock and Roll Express fans, that I miss you. I miss my business. I miss entertaining from you. It's all I've ever done in my life. And I want to thank you for letting people know that I'm still out here. We're still doing good. And it's not only a pleasure, it's an honor to be on your show. To me and all the other wrestlers, people like you, you keep us alive. And thank you so much for having me on your show, my friend.
No problem. Thank you, Ricky.
You have a good night.
You have a great night, sir. Guys, that was Ricky Morton, the 9-time NWA Tag Team Champion, Hall of Famer. What did you guys think about that interview? You guys want to call in, area code 646-668-8672. You just heard from the Hall of Famer himself. We just had a great interview. Martez, what did you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was a spectacular interview, man. He was so down to earth. You know, a lot of times we don't know if these people are going to be egotistical or if they're not really going to want to engage. But I feel like he was down to earth, and that's all you can ask for. And I definitely learned a few things from him in that short interview. And it was great, man. It was great.
Yeah, man. So we're going to actually have him on soon. Like you said, you know, I got to hit him up more in advance. But, you know, this was actually a short advance thing because I was actually supposed to, excuse me, guys. Supposed to have Matt Tremont
from H2O Wrestling, which is Hustle Wrestling in New York, New Jersey. Matt Tremont, he's actually a wrestler, promoter, owner of that place, and he actually wrestles death matches, and he actually wrestles for GCW, which is Game Changing Wrestling, and CZW, where John Moxley actually came out of. He actually wrestled for those promotions. He actually wrestled Horseland. He actually wrestled everywhere, man. That's why I'm having a hard time naming the promotions. But he actually wrestled everywhere. But WWE and AEW, obviously. But, you know, he does death matches, and I was supposed to have him on here tonight. But, you know, I actually hit up Ricky Morton in a short, you know, short time. So that's why he said that.
Yeah, but hey, the fact that you got him, man, that's a win in your column, man. You know, no matter if it was a short interview or a long interview, like he trusted you enough to come on your show tonight, and that's big respect to you, man, and big props to you.
Yeah, man, but it's crazy, but next week, guys, I'm gonna have tonight I'm gonna have the Horseland Tag Team Champions. Let's not forget about them. They're gonna actually be on here in a little bit, but next week, we're going to have one of the best, let me rephrase that, the best manager in Ring of Honor history, the Truth Martini. I don't know if anybody out there listening knows about the Truth Martini, but if you don't know about the Truth Martini, he's actually led a lot of people to the Ring of Honor championship before they went on to WWE and AEW. He actually took Roderick Strong to AEW, or to the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship. He took Christopher Daniels to the Ring of Honor to Heavyweight Championship. So if you guys know about him, or if you don't, look him up. Truth Martini is going to be on here next week, and we're actually going to reschedule Matt Tremont for next week. So those are actually two of the next people that are going to be on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. So that's going to be next week, starting at 6:30 now here on Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. But, guys, this is just crazy.
So, how do you feel? How do you feel after this interview? Like, what are your how do you feel right now? Now that it's over with, man.
I mean, like I said, I met him before. You know, he said he didn't remember, but you know, I mean, age gets to you sometimes, but you know. But I say he moves better than Goldberg.
Yeah.
He moves a lot better than Goldberg.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like, those guys can still go. And when I was watching NWA Power these last few months, like, they really surprised me how good they can go with the younger talent. And, yeah, they can move a bit better than Goldberg. No disrespect to Goldberg, but, yeah, I agree.
I mean, you might as well put Ricky Morton as the Universal Champion, or you know what I'm saying? You should have let him beat the Fiend with a couple of kicks and shit. You know what I mean? But, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, it was pretty cool. You know, like I said, I met him before. I bought him a couple Cokes because he wasn't drinking beer at the time. But it was actually pretty cool. And like I said, I'm going to have him back on here sooner than later, hopefully, but down the line, down the road, I have him back on here, and it'll be under better circumstances, hopefully. But did you watch Dynamite last night?
Yeah, I caught half of it. I was highly impressed with their production. Highly impressed.
Yeah. Me too. I was actually going to say the same thing. Like I said, they just have to get their groove, and hopefully they, you know what I'm saying, they learn from this, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they learn from this production, from what they're doing now, to actually carry it on to the live shows, you know what I'm saying? Because I actually enjoyed it myself. Because, you know what I'm saying, like I said before, and I kind of dogged them on their production, but it's actually gotten a lot better, and I actually like, but I don't like this feud that Matt Hardy and Chris Jericho have. Now, I don't know if it's just the empty arena or what it is, but I mean, I like it that it's two former WWE guys, but you know, because they're getting out and getting bigger. Matt Hardy's going to get a lot bigger when the stuff is over, and I believe down the road he's going to be AEW champion. But, AEW is going to, you know, they're going to learn, and it's going to be a lot better. Like Monday Night Raw, they need to let the wrestlers, you know what I'm saying, do their own promos and you know, break the barrier on their own, you know what I'm saying, let them do their own promos and not let them script it out.
Right. and Southwest, I feel like AEW is coming. You know, I haven't been impressed with them either, but I feel like they're coming now because they got some big players involved in their promotion now. You know, they got Matt Hardy, they got Jericho, they got Brody Lee. You know, they got Moxley. I think now they're ready to go up against Monday Night Raw if they want to shift Dynamite to Monday Night Raw. I feel like this is the time. You know, they got enough weapons to go at Monday Night Raw. I might sound crazy, but I feel like this is a good time to try to compete with Raw.
I totally agree with you on that, Tez. That's actually like you know, I agree with you, you know, but I'm saying I think they need to go after all this is over. If they want to shift it over, let it actually let them go until 2021. Let them build a little more. You know what I'm saying? Let them, you know what I'm saying? Because they're actually getting a lot more eyes on the product because they're actually beating the NXT. Because NXT, you know, they're barely getting matches. Like yesterday, I was like in between both. I was watching the first half of NXT and then the second half of AEW. And NXT, mm-hmm. they're just barely putting on live matches. They've been actually like doing the reruns and stuff for WrestleMania. But, I mean, I'd like NXT, you know what I'm saying, for the match and the quality matches that they put on. But you know what I'm saying, AEW, they're actually like, you know what I'm saying, they're getting to me. They're starting to get to me and growing. I'll grow on a little bit. Yes, people, you're hearing it because I'm not able to hide this. AEW is kind of getting to me. You know, but, you know, because I like the storylines that AEW is throwing out there. You know what I'm saying, with Chris Jericho and Vanguard 1. Like yesterday, you know what I'm saying? The famous thing right now, release the hounds. I'm not surprised if by next week that Chris Jericho will have a shirt that says release the hounds. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, he's a marketing genius, man. Jericho, I mean, he's just getting better in the promo department. You know,
he's not
slowing down whatsoever, man. He just has it, man. He has that it factor.
He does. He had it since day one. Look, the 1001 list that he did with Dean Malenko, the Y2J, everything that he's done, so on and so forth. And, you know, the list was the biggest thing that he had until he brought out a little bit of the bubbly thing, you know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is he's the next Ricky Morton, if you want to put it that way.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
He's 50 years old. You got to look. Next year he'll be 50 years old. You got to look at it. He's only 13, 14 years younger than Ricky Morton. And if Chris Jericho keeps moving and keeps wanting to move and keep going, I mean, more power to him. You know what I'm saying? If he keeps in shape and does what he does like he's doing, you know, he could be the next Ricky Morton.
And I think – there's a caller up. I don't know if this is the interviewee, but – there's a caller up, but I think the difference between Goldberg and then the Rock and Roll Express is they've been wrestling constantly over the years, and Goldberg, he took a lot of years off of wrestling. So when we see him wrestle, it all almost come off like he shouldn't be wrestling, and that's because he's not truly active.
That's what a lot of people are saying, but like, you got to think about it too. These people that are doing it that are older, you got to think about their age and their health also. But you got to think that they're still trying to entertain us. That's what a lot of people don't look at. That they're trying to still do their form and art. And like Ricky said earlier, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a big contract like him, you know what I'm saying? You're doing it for the love of the game and for the love of the art that you have. You know what I'm saying? And a little bit of the money that you get.
And bro, a lot of people won't say this, and even with this platform of talking wrestling, if this wasn't in my life, I'd probably be a little closer to depression. So sometimes, sometimes these wrestlers, they need to wrestle more and more and more because they don't know anything else. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what a lot of people don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like about the indie wrestlers also, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a lot of the indie wrestlers on here. I had a lot of the deathmatch wrestlers on here. And tonight I'm going to have two indie wrestlers from Horrorslam, you know what I'm saying, that they depend on the wrestling and they depend on a little bit of the paycheck that they get. You know what I'm saying? It's a livelihood for, you know, everybody's got to eat. Everybody's got to make a paycheck.
Yep, absolutely. They may be on the line right now.
Yeah. See who it is.
I'm just gonna bring them on. I'm not gonna screen the call. I'm just gonna bring them on for you, and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on now.
What up?
Oh yeah.
It's Asmodeus and Loaded. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Horror Slam Tag Team of the Year. They're the reigning, defending Tag Team Champions of Horror Slam, the Dark Kingdom, Asmodeus and King Logan. How's it going, fellas?
God damn right it is. I'm fucking half drunk in a bottle of rum chata trying to get through this damn fucking virus shit. Two of the baddest motherfuckers to step in the ring.
God damn right. Guys, how's it going? Man, I'm kind of pissed off that I missed that we missed this pay per view where you were gonna kick DTA's ass.
Oh, you're not kidding me, man. We got some good shit planned. We're gonna tear it up. I can't wait till we come back, show people who we really are, how we're gonna fucking dominate this fucking area, man. I'm so sick of these goddamn wrestlers around here right now. There's not a goddamn tag team in this fucking industry right now that can fucking top us.
No, and I believe that. That's why you're Tag Team of the Year and the Tag Team Champion. That's why. Because you are the best
tag
team.
That's right. Asmodeus and I, we are basically brothers from different mothers, you know. We're fucking best friends. We know how to fucking work in the ring. We feed off of each other. We just have to look at each other and we know we're going to destroy anybody that steps foot.
That's right. I mean, I've known you guys for almost 2 years, and like I said, I've seen you guys competing against each other for the heavyweight championship. You guys are now the tag team champions, and you guys, man, kick ass when you guys ain't tag team. You guys are.
It was that moment, that time that we were in the ring together. That was when I knew that this guy was no joke. Logan is no joke. That's I was thinking about that ever since. I was like, man, I really need to tag with this guy because I think me and him click. We see eye to eye. This can go far if we do it. And this. The stars had to line up, and now they're finally lining up, and it's time for a takeover.
Yeah, Asmodeus and I, man, when we was in that ring together, I felt that same fucking, that fire, you know, that passion. And he's more of the darker side. I'd like to think we're yin and yang, where he's fucking totally dark, and I'm just a little bit lighter than dark. And we just kind of mesh together so fucking well, man.
Man, like I said, yeah, I can agree with that. And you guys are, you know, I've seen you tag only like since you won the tag team titles and a couple of shows before that. But like I said, you guys kick ass, you know, separately, and you guys kick ass together. And man, I can't wait to see you guys back in the ring, man. I'm just ready for this fucking shit to be over.
Well, if I could say something, man, like when I first started wrestling, I didn't like tag team wrestling. I said, I'll never fucking find a tag partner that meshes with me well. And then I fucking ate those words because Asmodeus is the real fucking deal. When he gets in that ring, he's got a plan. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's got every fucking skill to be in the big times. And we're going to fucking rise up like we fucking plan to do. We are the absolute best tag team in the business today, and I truly believe that.
Yeah.
He's that mouthful there. I feel the same way. I felt the same way. Like, I mean, I don't want to do tag teams. I don't really care for it. I never really had that click with anybody. You know, until we started tagging, and I was like, yeah, we have something here.
Now, Logan, you got this slogan. I'm not trying to rap, but it's called Slave the Day, man. That's kind of an awesome thing that you got going on also. That's one thing that you got going on, man. Tell us a little bit about that. What made you invent that?
So, basically, man, like when you got a rough day, a lot of people fucking defeat themselves before they even brush their teeth in the morning, bro. And I thought, you know, as a king, what would a king do? He'd fucking destroy anything that's in his path and try to make the day better for himself. And I want other people to feed off that and take that king vibe and try to raise their day and then feed off of that and feed into other people. You know, the workouts and stuff were just to get people to notice it. And now it's all about fucking trying to make themselves better. You know, just trying to make everybody better because these times suck, man. Like, not being able to leave your house, the fear of going to the grocery store and coming home with something you don't even know you have 14 days later. So I want people to try to elevate themselves and try to make themselves better through the Slay the Day movement. And That's pretty much what it is, man. Just give everybody else fuel to fire their own souls, you know. And then once you get those souls fired up, Asmodeus will probably drag them to hell, but, you know, whatever.
That's something I got to get that, you know. And I got to get that shirt, so I'm definitely going to get one next show.
Base kicked apparel, bro.
Sure.
Message,
it's free.
A7s.
A7, okay. So you guys are on social media.
Man.
You guys got you guys want to let everybody know where you guys are on social media and where they could get your merch at?
Absolutely.
Go for it, Logan.
As you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. My Facebook is Asmodeus. And it's pretty much like that through Instagram, and it's all the same as Asmodeus Leesome. You know, that's where you can find the same thing in my YouTube channel.
You can get my you can get shirts of mine on ProWrestlingTees.com. If you go to Twitter, it's at the Dread Logan. Facebook, TikTok, and and Instagram is at the Dread King Logan. Show some love for the Dark Kingdom. Show some hate for the Dark Kingdom. I don't give a shit as long as you're talking about us.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. Also, man, like, you guys are both former, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's fucking awesome to see you guys, like, you know what I'm saying, kick ass. And I want to see you guys actually go against the former tag team champions, Detroit Punk, one more time. Actually, and kick their
what
ass.
What version of them?
Logan and Mitch.
I'm Logan. You bringing the king out
Longhorn,
tonight?
Longhorn,
get your
Longhorn,
shit together,
I'm sorry,
boy.
Longhorn. I'm sorry.
You want Longhorn and Mitch again so we can embarrass them again?
Yeah.
You're just
going
to feed
them
to the slaughter. That's what you're doing. You're just feeding them to the slaughter. As above, so below. If you want to see a human sacrifice, then you fucking welcome into the ring with us.
I wouldn't mind embarrassing them one more time. By me.
They gotta deserve that shot. That's
my noose.
Yeah.
Who do you guys actually want to face? Who besides DTA, who do you guys want to face and defend those titles against?
I'll just slack at Jeff King.
That's the wrestler of the year and the most popular wrestler of the year versus the tag team of the year and the reigning tag team champions versus the heavyweight champion and the death match. Man, that would be a fucking match. That would be a fucking match right there.
That would be a pretty good one.
That, man, book it. Book it, Rachel. Book it. Book that shit.
Book it.
That would
book
be
that
a fucking
shit.
Killer-ass match. That would be a fucking killer-ass match, man. Hell yeah.
That's why I said it.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I'm in Sweden. Fucking close down too, though.
So, man, besides that, I mean, are you guys gonna be on the hunt for the heavyweight title soon? I'm just asking, because you guys are tag team champions, but if the opportunity came, you know.
If Asmodeus and I have a mutual agreement, I think that if the opportunity comes, we're going to back each other no matter what. That's just what we do. Brothers, man, that is what we are. We are absolute fucking brothers. I trust him. He trusts me. I'll never break that bond.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Damn right. It's the same way I feel about me, man. Whoever goes for it, goes for it. I'm going to back him no matter what happens.
Fuck yeah. I can see you guys taking actually all the gold. I can see one of you guys heavyweight and then one of you guys deathmatch champions and then taking them tag team titles and taking a long reign with them boys.
Well, don't forget this. Briar Wellington has our back as well. So he's like our third horseman right now.
That's the Undisputed King right there. Yes, sir. That is the man right there.
The absolute
that is
man.
Yes, sir. We all know this. So respect all the way. Don't kick my ass, please, guys. Don't do that. I'm sorry.
Don't get in the ring, man.
Don't step in our way. Don't get your ass kicked. That's pretty much the way I see it. Everyone wants to give me shit the last show because that fan jumped in my face and everything. Like, so you're going to jump in my face and I'll put your. I don't give a fuck if you're a fan or a wrestler or anything. You're going to get my face and I'll put I'm going to put you down.
I remember that. I actually got, guys, on check out Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. I got that on video, and if you guys want to check out some of these guys' early matches before Horace Mann teamed up with Smart Mark, check out Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. These guys kicked ass before Smart Mark knew it.
You're damn right, man. One thing I got to say to everyone is if you see us in the ring, just get the fuck out of the way because we don't like to keep it in the ring. We're going to take it right to you.
That's fucking right.
This is like
guys.
Two Bruiser Brodies fucking coming out at you. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking right, goddammit. And if anybody listening, that if you're a promoter, because this is heard everywhere, if you guys are a promoter, book these guys, Asmodeus and King Logan, the Dread King, King Logan, the Dark Kingdom. Book these guys. If you guys are a promoter in wrestling, book these guys. No matter where you are in the world, book these guys.
Damn right.
Yep.
Fucking right. Don't
they won't regret it.
Dead.
Well,
like,
they might regret it.
Fucking
if there's gold on the line, we're fucking coming.
These guys will take all the gold you guys got and all the gold you guys can dish out.
Listen, I'm gonna cut honest here right now. Asmodeus and I, we're the real deal. When we step in that ring, you're gonna be fucking completely shocked at what happens. Guys have no idea what's coming for them. Fans have no idea what's about to happen. It's a fucking slaughter. We love to see people in pain. That gets us off harder than anything.
I could see you guys, I could see you guys versus the Dark Order. Dark Kingdom versus Dark Order.
That Dark Order's got nothing on us, man. We'd put those guys so far under the ground, it's not even funny.
Yeah, 6 feet
deep.
Hey,
you guys need to book the Dark Kingdom. Book it.
That's what I'm saying. Book it, man. We'll take over AEW too. You know they ain't got nothing in there that can match us.
Oh no, nobody in that tag team division got nothing on you guys. Walk in there.
People
with the
right now don't
tag
realize.
Team titles and take them AEW tag team titles.
People don't realize right now, me and Asmodeus are two of the hardest-hitting, hardest-working motherfuckers out there right now. We fucking put everything into what we do in that ring. That guy, Asmodeus, man, he shines. Even though he's dark as fuck, he shines in that fucking ring. And when you get us together, it's so fucking bright, you can't even see what's happening.
Yeah, guys.
We're at a racetrack? What the fuck?
Stupid fucking biker. Yeah, real essential. You'd be on your bike going 100 miles per hour down the street.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool.
Hit him with a beer bottle.
Yeah, throw one. Hit him with a rock. So, yeah, guys, I mean, another thing I was going to ask you guys, how long have you guys been wrestling for? How long did you guys train for?
Oh, shit, man. I got trained back in 2001 by Truth Martini, and, I was kind of like in the dream class, you would say. My class was Jimmy Jacobs, Chris Sabin, Zach Gowen, Alex Shelley, and it was me. That was my class.
Wow, that's a big class. That's a lot of names. That's a lot of names.
Yeah, me, Briar Wellington trained me, and that's my role model, man. That's my coach in life when it comes to wrestling. He took me under his wing, and he's taught me a lot. So Briar Wellington is basically my fucking savior when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to both of your trainers. I had Briar Wellington on as the debut guest on the show, and then next week I'll have Truth Martini on here as well. So shout out to both of them. I have respect for both of them.
Yeah.
Well,
Levi
Blue also took me under his wing. What? He trained me a bunch. Judas Coltrane, he gave some inspiration to me as well. So I got to give a shout out to those guys as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, like, yeah, also next week I'll have Matt Tremont on here. I know you guys know him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know Matt really well. Matt's pretty cool. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely. I met him the last show when he fought Jeff King for the title. I met him, and I bought him a few brews.
Never bought us brews.
Yeah, right.
You better be hiding in that. You better hide in that fucking crowd next show.
No, I wasn't. I was at the bar.
Don't worry, we'll make sure we fight our guys over at the bar and get one from you while we're over there beating the shit out of them.
Yeah, make sure you give me a glass bottle so I can shove it up the guy's ass.
Most definitely, and I'll buy you guys something to drink and something to shove up guys' asses. How about that one?
I'm just here for the drinks.
Sounds good to me. You could make them drink and then shove it up their asses.
Yeah, Logan's there for the drinks and the ball twist.
Yes.
Twist his dick.
There we go.
Twist his dick.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, like I said, next show I got you guys on the drinks. I got you guys.
All right.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I can't wait for this all shit to blow over, man, so we can start hitting the ring again. It's like I want to go to the school and practice and stuff, man, but I'm just scared to even go up to the school because you know where this shit's at right now.
Yeah, man, I know. I can believe, man. I know you guys are bored because I'm bored. I mean, I work an everyday job, but I'm bored sitting at home. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about these little $1,200 checks that they're getting, and I want to fucking go back to work.
I want to wrestle.
Yeah, I just want to wrestle, man. I just want to get back into the ring.
I can believe you guys want to go back to back onto the ring. I want to get back to work.
I'll trade in that check for go back into the ring.
I want to get back to basically ECW.
I'll do the same thing.
Listen, I want to get back to Bay City UCW. I want to get back to BCW. I want to get back to my fucking home turf Horror Slam. I want to get back to XICW. I want to step in that ring with my brother and show everybody what we can fucking do. You know, being at home, I can't even fucking hang out with him right now because of this bullshit. You know?
Man,
I'll tell you this. When we step back in that ring, we're going to be the best looking motherfuckers, the hardest hitting motherfuckers, and we're going to look like nothing even happened to us.
You got all this pent-up rage that's building up right now that's sitting in my house, man. As soon as we get that back in that ring, oh, man, it's going to be hell to pay.
Oh, fucking yeah.
I can believe it, man. I can't wait, man. I'll be waiting there. I'll be first one at the door, man. I'll help you guys set up the fucking ring shit. I'll be there to set up the ring with you guys, too. Well, you guys won't be setting up the ring, but, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be there with you guys. Shit, I can't wait.
You'll be buying us beers.
Yeah,
you'll be at the bar.
We'll have other festivities too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna stay on here, but you know what I'm saying. Our medications. We'll have the medication too.
Heroin.
All right.
Hell yeah! I'm ready for that. That's what I miss about Horror Slam. It's a big fun fest. After the show becomes a big fun fest.
You know, it was really fucking bummer was all these guys worked their asses off so fucking hard at Horror Slam. And for this shit to hit right before the Fight TV show with GCW and all that. GCW's killing it, man. And Horror Slam was going to step up and show them what they're all about. And then this shit hit, and it hit us harder than we can hit back, you know. But we're going to fucking persevere. We're going to rise up. We're going to slay the fucking day. And we're going to fucking make Horror Slam better than ever when we come back. And GCW's got no fucking idea what's coming after them.
Yep, and I agree with you on 100%. GCW they ain't going to know what hit them. Yeah, and you guys deserve, you know what I'm saying, every minute that you guys are going to be on that video for Fight TV, man. You guys work hard, man.
We
and
do.
I'm going to tell you guys deserve that shit 100 million percent. All you guys at Horror Slam, I've done, like I said, filmed both you guys, you know what I'm saying, and mainly everybody at Horror Slam, and you guys fucking kick ass. You guys take names, you guys take souls and dig holes, and you guys fucking do it all, and you guys deserve every fucking second of that pay-per-view.
Hey, do you remember what I used to tell you when you would be filming?
Tell me. Come on. I want to hear something.
Get the fuck out of my face, camera guy. Get the fuck out of my face, camera guy.
I fucking remember that shit.
Hey, I was trying to get you guys out there. God damn it! What the hell?
That's evidence when we kill the people. That's all it is.
I know, man. I know how it is, man. But hey, we all had to start somewhere, and it was an honor filming you guys and having you guys on the channel. Still, you guys are still.
Cheers to you, bro. Cheers to you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate you filming it and coming out there and having us on here and stuff like that. It means a lot.
Yeah.
It's an honor for me from you guys, man, because you guys, like I said, you guys work a lot, and I do this because of you guys. You guys, you know what I'm saying? You guys pump me up, and you guys, you know what I'm saying, give me the motivation to do this, and help you guys out just as much as I'm trying to put myself out there.
Listen, man, we talk a lot of trash, me and Asmodeus. We talk a lot of trash, and we talk big about ourselves because we really truly believe that we are the best. But in the long run, it's really the fans who keep us fucking going. It's you and other podcasts that fucking build us up and put us on a pedestal. And we never try to get a big head. We just want to fucking be the best we can be, put on the best show we can do. Horror Slam wants to kick ass. All the other fucking places want to kick ass, and they just want to be the best they can be. So we appreciate everybody who supports us and loves us. And if you don't like us, go fuck yourself. We don't care.
Yeah, fuck us and have a nice day. Fuck you guys if you don't like us. Fuck that.
The only reason why they don't like us is because they're jealous of us because they can't be us.
That's fucking
yeah,
because
you got huge dicks.
They can fucking use bag of dicks.
Huge fucking cocks, and they got little ones. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, they got
little ones on a beer.
Fuck, rock out with our cocks out.
All day.
Fuck yeah.
Mine hangs out so much it's got a tan.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Jesus Christ. They call me Kang Dangling, the King of Swain.
Jesus Christ had nothing to do with that thing.
FJC, Amadeus.
No. But yeah, man, it's been an epidemic, and it's crazy, and everybody's going crazy, man. But it's been fun, guys, and we're gonna cut it from here, and I'm gonna keep in touch with you guys. It's been fun, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna have you guys back on here for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sounds awesome, man. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Oh yeah, no problem, man. Continue. Let's continue to slay the day, and let's get this fucking coronavirus out here. Let's get you guys on Fight TV, and everybody hit them up on social media. Hit Logan's for the wrestling tees. For support these guys, man. These guys work hard for your guys' entertainment. You know, you guys. I appreciate you guys being on here, and like I said, everybody that's listening, support these guys. And if you guys are bookers, no matter where you are in this world, book these guys so they can kick ass and take all your gold.
As the day,
damn right.
As we like to say,
fuck
it.
Yeah, man.
As above,
so below.
Fucking
fuck
right.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. Thank you, Logan, and thank you, Asmodeus. Thank you for all the hard work you guys doing. You guys have a great night, guys.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Cheers, guys. Martez, you there? What'd you guys think of that interview? That was the Horror Slam Tag Team Champions and the Horror Slam Tag Team of the Year, the Dark Kingdom, Drake King, Logan, and Asmodeus. Anybody want to give a call? Anybody want to talk about anything that Ricky Morton talked about earlier? Anything that I touched up on or about the Horror Slam Tag Team Champions? Give me a call, 646-668-8672. Area code 646-668-8672. You want to call the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Text and give me a call. You know what I'm saying? You can talk about anything else like the coronavirus. You can talk about anything wrestling, NWA, WWE, TNA, anything in this world, and New Japan Pro Wrestling, AEW, indie wrestlings, anybody in Michigan that want to call, anybody in this world that want to call and talk about wrestling. Give me a call. Martez, you there?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. I'm just...
Okay, you there? So, man, I can't wait for the next Horseland show, man, so you can... so you can witness them kick some ass live, man.
Most definitely, man. I gotta definitely make an appearance, you know. I've never been to one, so I'm intrigued to see how it is in person. I'm pretty sure I might get hooked, you know.
Yeah, man, you're definitely gonna get hooked, and I'm telling you that right now. We're gonna have fun, and I'm gonna have to buy them some drinks. If not, they're gonna kill me. You heard it yourself. You know they're gonna kill me if I don't buy them no drinks.
Right. Yeah, that's
I don't want them to do that.
Yeah, that was a colorful bunch right there, man.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. They're the Dark Kingdom, man. They're crazy, man. And Horrorslam got a bunch of characters, man. They got a lot of crazy characters there, man. And it's wild. Horrorslam
right.
is a wild show, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna have to turn my mic off for about 2 minutes because I'm handling something right now, downloading something. So I'm gonna turn my mic off for like two minutes.
Okay, that's cool. I'll be here. So, yeah, man, you can go ahead and do that right now. I'll just see if anybody calls in, and I'll just continue to talk some wrestling.
Awesome.
So, yeah, guys. So, again, if you guys want to call in and talk about some WrestleMania, give me a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Let's talk about the WrestleMania card that they got going on also. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter if you want to talk about anything wrestling, AEW, WWE, NWJP, Impact Wrestling. Talk about how Tessa Blanchard is still the heavyweight champion. I don't know how this is going. She's going to defend her heavyweight championship against Mike Elgin at the next pay-per-view, which is probably postponed due to this coronavirus. How about that? Also, man, I mean, a match I'm looking forward to at WrestleMania is that Intercontinental Championship match. I'm actually looking forward to Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. I want to see if WWE is going to bring out Sami Zayn that came out from NXT, or if they're going to bring us this lame game Sami. I'm going to call him that, lame game Sami. You know what I'm saying? And Daniel Bryan is actually taking tips from Drew Gulak. I mean, I kind of don't like that because Daniel Bryan is actually former heavyweight champion, United States champion, he's a Grand Slam champion. He's won Money in the Bank. He's done it all. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why he would take tips from Drew Gulak. I understand that everybody needs a friend, but I mean, a friend, you should have formed a tag team instead of looking for a mentor to help you wrestle. But I believe that, you know, they might give that Intercontinental title back to Daniel Bryan because he actually retired and vacated that championship back in 2015, WrestleMania 31, when he won the Intercontinental Championship, and he had to vacate it due to injury, you know what I'm saying, a couple shows later. So I believe that Daniel Bryan is going to win that Intercontinental Championship unless they bring out Sami Zayn that came from NXT and Mr. Generico from Ring of Honor, because Sami Zayn is an amazing talent, and he's an amazing wrestler. I believe that he can actually come out and with the dub if he doesn't come out to be that lame Sami that's going to need Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro to help him win that Intercontinental Championship match. And I'm also, like I said earlier, I'm also excited about that Edge and Randy Orton match. That's got a lot of story to it, a lot of history to it, and it's actually a last man standing match. I want Randy Orton to lose. I want Randy Orton to win, but I want Edge to win. I want Edge to win because he deserves a win on his comeback. But also, you know, Randy Orton's going to, you know, Edge is kind of, you know what I'm saying, on that he could get injured at any moment, at any time. And Randy Orton, you know what I'm saying, he's going to have to take it easy, but I want Edge to win. I kind of want Edge to win, but I'm 50-50 on this one. There's going to be 50-50 booking on this one. I'm kind of telling you guys. So you guys give me a call, area code 646-668-8672. Again, area code 646-668-8672. We got about 10 minutes, guys. If you want to talk about the older Taker versus AJ Styles in a Boneyard match, you know, I believe that this is actually another match that I'm kind of going to look forward to. I'm not going to diss the Undertaker. I like the Undertaker, but he needs to go on after this. Just like Oldberg, they need to go on the 401Ks and set off in the sun. But Undertaker versus
AJ Styles. We're going to get the American Badass. I kind of like the American Badass, but, I mean, it's kind of too late for him to do it. It's just like John Cena going on and turning heel and becoming a thugonomic, doctor of thugonomics. I'm sorry. But, I mean, look at Hulk Hogan, what he did in 96 when he became heel and became Hollywood Hogan. He was in his 50s, so, I mean, why not bring out the nostalgia and bring out the American Badass, let him dust off his chaps, let him dust off his vest, and let him come out as the American Badass and try to kick some ass. You know what I'm saying, guys? So, I mean, like I said, again, area code 646-668-8672, man. I mean, if you guys want to give me a call, like I said, I got about 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Give me a call. Area code 646-668-8672. You know, I think I'm going to take a quick commercial. I think I might take a quick commercial if there's no callers on the line to talk about this wrestling, you know. So
there
let's
is.
Go to commercial.
That one caller that called earlier is back on. I don't know if they're just trying to listen or they're trying to talk. But we can go to commercial or talk to them, whatever you want
to
do.
I'll talk to them.
All right, I'm going to bring them on right now.
Okay.
I'm coming. Prepare for me. I'm coming.
What the hell? Okay.
I get, you know how some of these people, they want to troll you, so they say. But that could have been somebody just being childish because he hung up.
I mean, if that caller is going to call back next week, they need to call back with their identity. They need to call back with their identity if you want to talk. Don't. That's kind of Michael Myers, guy. I don't know who you are, but need to call back with your identity and call back and talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
So, guys, we got about 8 minutes. I'm about to go on a quick commercial, you guys.
Yeah.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Like Little John.
Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Ooh, Blackberry's Bublé. Favorite.
You mean Bubbly?
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé. That's the Bubbly.
She's right, Michael Bublé. It's pronounced Bublé. I know, thanks. Dave.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Bubbly?
It's Bublé. Bublé?
It's Bubbly!
Sparkling water. Back in my Michael, don't do that.
About all new Colgate Total. Its breakthrough formula does more.
Wonderful.
Sensitivity, strength and teeth, it kills germs through my whole mouth.
I like your confidence.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Now there's no such thing as too close.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay.
All new Colgate Total. Do more for your whole mouth.
All right, guys. Coming up next after the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, we got the Gorilla Position with Steve. I can't say his last name. And then we got the Macho Ghost. I'm sorry. 8 to 10 tonight. The Gorilla Position after the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. It's going to be a great show, so if you guys want to tune in, because I think I'm going to stick around after the show and tune in, because it's a great show. So if you guys want to tune in tonight at 8 o'clock, or right after the Rated R Wrestling Podcast,
the gorilla position. So if you guys want to check that out, check it out. So anybody want to call in, area code 646-668-8672. I don't know who that guy was earlier, though, so I mean.
Yeah, he came back now. He's back now.
Let's see what he got to say.
All right, he's back on.
All right, guys, you on the call, man? Are you going to show us your identity,
Martez,
or what are you going to do?
Martez, Southwest Texan, I'm coming, and I'm coming hard. You give it time. I'm coming. Just trust me. I will be there.
Hello? Hey, give us your identity, man. Are you... Okay.
Wow.
What the
bro.
Hell is that, man?
Wow. Obviously, we gaining some attention, but it's weird that he would call in and act like that, man.
I don't know, man.
And I'm coming. What is that supposed to mean? I'm coming. Yeah.
I don't know. To be honest, I swear to you, I don't know, man. To be honest. But whoever that is, I don't know. But yeah.
You lost for words, huh?
Yeah, I kind of don't want that attention, really.
I feel
not all publicity is good publicity. This ain't Straight out of Compton.
You're right.
Yeah, man, it was a great show tonight. And like I said, guys, right after this is the gorilla position. Going to be a great show, man. You got any insight on the gorilla position, what it's going to be about tonight?
Yeah, they're going to be talking to Willie the Bomb Richardson. He's a Chicago independent wrestler. And then probably in the second hour, they're going to talk about AEW, WrestleMania, things of that nature. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's kind of a silly show. That's pretty much it.
Okay, guys. So check that out, the gorilla position. Like I said, I'm going to end up staying after here and going to probably listen on to that, man. It's probably going to be a great show. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'll probably do it right now. But, Martez, thanks for coming in on the show, filling in. And it was great having thank you, Ricky Morton, for having coming on to the show. The Horace Mann Tag Team Champion and the Dark Kingdom, thank you guys also for having on the coming on to the show. And next week, you guys, I'm going to have, like I said, the Truth Martini. Do you know who the Truth Martini is, Martez?
I'm not even going to lie to you. And no, I don't. But I'm going to investigate.
Yeah, he actually led Roderick Strong, Mike Elgin, and Christopher Daniels to the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship. He's actually one of the best. He's actually one of the best managers in Ring of Honor history, or if not the best in Ring of Honor history.
Wow! Yeah, I'm gonna have to do my homework. That's because
Jay Lethal also. He actually led Jay Lethal to the Ring of Honor Heavyweight title.
Man.
Yeah.
Look at you, man.
I don't know. I'm probably gonna talk to him about all of that next week. And the next week also, I'm gonna have the reschedule of Matt Tremont. Like I said, he runs H2O Wrestling. He's wrestled death matches all around the world. He's actually been to Michigan and fought Jeff King for the Horse Slam Heavyweight title. I'm gonna have him on here also next week.
Awesome.
So, guys, this has been the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with your host, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz. And Martez was on the line tonight. Thank him also. Thank you, Ricky Martin. Thank you to Horseland Tag Team Champions, the Dark Kingdom, Dark King Logan, and Asmodeus. You guys have a good night.